This is kind of a special little attempt on our part to give a little more information on some of the subjects that we cover on our program a little more in depth. And to do that, we've invited Kasten Thomas to stick around and talk about a little more of the details that are involved in the No More Ransom campaign that he's involved with his company, Interworks. So, Kasten, thank you again for sticking around to help us to get a little more in-depth on this. Let's get a little bit of the history on this, because this has already been going on in Europe, I understand, for a while.
Exactly. And it's a worldwide initiative. And it's really starting to take off here in the United States.
The ransomware or the stop ransomware?
The stop ransomware effort. Ransomware has been with us for probably 8 years, really taken off in the last 2 years as a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And there needs to be a consortium. The bad guys are collaborating, so we might as well be collaborating as well to prevent it. And what the No More Ransom Initiative wants to do is bring the best and brightest minds from all over the world, from the private sector, from the vendors who are finding ransomware and malware, as well as law enforcement and investigating units.
Go ahead.
So that all of those minds can work together, because it's no simple piece to stop ransomware.
Is it my imagination, Edward, does it seem that Europe has been hit harder by this than the United States? At least that seems to be the picture that's given. And first of all, is that true?
Not necessarily. The high profile, the two most recent widely publicized ransomware, WannaCry being the one that everybody seems to know about, really hit Europe. And interestingly enough, this week, the fellow who stopped that, he was arrested in Las Vegas at a large security show called DEF CON.
Yeah. The black hat security show.
The guy that discovered
that stopped it.
Oh, that stopped it was arrested.
And we don't know why. And one of my more cynical friends on LinkedIn said, I wonder if they're arresting him for starting the WannaCry virus that he stopped.
Oh.
I said, boy, that's mighty cynical. Yeah. You never know in this
You never know. And how he stopped it was, if I recall, he looked at the code, found out that it was actually trying to report to a website, and he registered that domain and stopped it, basically.
Yep. That was the kill switch, as it's called.
Yeah.
Interesting.
One of the things that I found interesting with the No More Ransom program is that you're offering tools to help people to stop the ransomware and root it out. Am I right on that?
And at no charge. I mean, there's really a couple of functions that you can do on the website. You can take some of the encrypted files that you have, upload them to the site, and it will analyze and tell you if there is a decryption tool. Now, the tools are also there, and the initiative of the there's about 10 companies right now, including Checkpoint, Avast, Kaspersky Labs, and McAfee, who are submitting their solutions. There are different levels of partnerships in this. They're submitting decryption tools and other things that are available on the site, and that's getting updated so that you've got a one-stop shop for everything that you need in order to find out if you can decrypt and then decrypt. And if you choose, you can log in. There's no login, but you can register the country that you're in, and it will point you to the correct law enforcement agency that will let you file a report on the crime.
Well, because there's so many different levels. It's not only how do I get my data back, but who am I supposed to call? You know, so you're right. There's so many different facets.
Ghostbusters.
And you said there's law enforcement agencies, insurance companies. I mean, all these different facets are part of this consortium.
There are 108 sponsors right now. Interworks is in the latest wave of 12 who just announced at the one-year anniversary. This initiative is only 1 year old, but it's really starting to take form and take off, just because You know, the purpose isn't to make money out of this because nobody's making money out of it. It's a way that the people who want to stop ransomware can come together and collaborate and find new ways to stop ransomware and then publish those tools in one place so that anyone can go get those tools, test their encryption. And there's also some recommendations for how to prevent ransomware from getting on the computers in the first place.
And that's an excellent point I was just going to bring up, because what it sounded like you were describing is there a way I can recover my data without paying the ransom?
Absolutely.
And the first part is, well, how do I prevent being infected in the first place? And as we discovered with WannaCry, that was a single file infection that propagated over the network to any computer that was on the same local network.
Correct.
And through a vulnerability, a patch that that they stole from the NSA or something, like a vulnerability that was published to Microsoft, and Europe was infected. And you've told us this. It's not that I'm smart, but you're smarter, and you told us this.
No, I'm smarter about just this.
Is that the reason why it was so bad was because of the over in Europe, there's actually an anti-Microsoft type of mentality and may not want to publish put the patches on right away. And there's a lot of pirated Microsoft operating systems.
That's
as well.
The big thing is the pirated operating systems.
Yeah. Now, tell me about that. What is that?
Well, the Chinese government and the Russian government in particular, North Korea, of course, the countries that we see as enemies do not enforce the laws of licensing. So there are hacked versions of Windows. I mean, you can get a hacked version in this country, but if you're caught with it, Microsoft has the ability to detect it and cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
There are other ways to do it, just because of the cooperation of the internet service providers allowing those checks that might be blocked in a country that's not so friendly to our licensing and our companies who want to make money.
Mm-hmm. We're talking, by the way, with Kasten Thomas, who is the president of InterWorks, about a no more ransom movement that has begun in this country. It almost sounds like in China, Russia, Europe, they're kind of reaping what they've sown. You know, they've got these pirated systems, which have left them vulnerable or more vulnerable.
Take an off phrase, karma's a problem sometimes.
That's interesting. And what was neat, not neat, watching that happen, it was the sunrise syndrome, where as the sun rose and businesses powered up, then the infections started showing up.
Oh.
So it started over in China.
Okay, I got you.
And then it went to Europe. Mm-hmm. And then by the time it got to the international time zone in the UK, where that gentleman found the hit, I mean, if he didn't, in 5 more hours, it probably would have hit New York as people powered up their computers.
Oh, it was already starting to hit the country. We missed it by about 2 hours and got very lucky. the interesting thing in the way these grow, you know, it used to be called antivirus, and now malware, the new properties of the malware that are coming out are going back and revisiting the viruses that were put out, because malware was spreading at a computer to a computer, as opposed to antivirus programs were stopping the virus from spreading. And the reason that computer viruses got named viruses is because they grow exponentially and then they die exponentially as the remedies come. So the more computers that get on, that creates an exponential growth. So it goes 2, 4, 8, 16, 32 in its growth patterns.
Kasten, one of the things that I see in some of the commentary is almost a sense of, don't get too smug about stopping these buggers, because they're pretty slick and they're going to find their way around that. How do you, as a security expert, feel about that kind of attitude, if you will?
I feel it's job security. there's an excitement of something new and creative, because you can just look in awe at how creative some of the bad guys can be. And then there's that satisfaction that I've got another day of paid work. And yet at the same time, there's that guilt of saying, what am I doing getting excited about something that's going to hurt a lot of people?
Well, it doesn't sound like necessarily it's going to hurt a lot of people, but you're going to save people from being hurt. And that's the,
well, this
the
initiative.
Objective.
Yeah.
Yes,
and I should mention, everybody's probably wondering, we haven't mentioned it, but the website is no more ransom, no spaces, no dashes, no more ransom.org. So okay. If you type .com, you're going to get nothing.
Yep.
You get something, but it's useless. But if you go to nomoreransom.org, this will immediately put you into the four places that you can get usable information to help you.
Okay.
Now, one of the things I should point out is that these tools really are not for a computer novice. It's really built around very sophisticated tools that require a computer expert knows what they're doing. So that doesn't mean that as we're spreading the word that your computer expert's going to know about this site. So,
Spread the word virally. I would probably have a difficulty with this. I haven't looked at it, but I might have difficulty. But it's something that the IT department at the company I work for would definitely be interested in. Right?
Absolutely. And, Ed, you could pull it off. You just have to do a little extra reading, so call an expert.
All right. I want to thank you very much for being with us, Kasdan, and giving us a little more in-depth look at this no more ransom program that we talked about during the program. Thanks so much for doing that, for being here.
Glad to do it. We just want to make the internet a safer place.
And I'm glad that you're there to do that. That's Mr. Kasdan Thomas, and he is the president of Interworks LLC, a company that's now joined together with others, and they're banding together to stop the whole ransomware program before it gets even more insidious. And thank you for being with us here on the Internet Advisor. And thank you, Kasdan, for giving us an in-depth look.
Always here at the moment.